is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Well, as I was going through the secretaries here that are helping Donald Trump, you know, get a lot of work done, I did not mention Jeff Sessions. Now, Jeff Sessions has found himself on the receiving end of, well, some anger, it would seem, from the President of the United States. Donald Trump not happy at all that Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation, which I think he believes, because I would probably believe, that opened the door for the special counsel to root around endlessly with no particular limitations on what he can look at. It just go wherever you want. And that's what's happening. The president on a bit of a roll again this morning in his Twitter account. Starts this way: Ukrainian efforts to sabotage the Trump campaign, quote, quietly working to boost Clinton, unquote. So where is the investigation, AG? Minutes later, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has taken a, capitalized now, very weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes. Where are emails and DNC server and intel leakers? Problem is that the acting head of the FBI and person in charge of the Hillary investigation, Andrew McCabe, got $700,000 from H for wife. Big Rowley's on this morning. Big day for healthcare, he tweets. After 7 years of talking, we will soon see whether or not Republicans are willing to step up to the plate. That's true. The next one, Obamacare torturing the American people. The Democrats have fooled the people long enough. Repeal or repeal and replace. I have pen in hand. Then a compliment. Throws out a compliment. So great that John McCain is coming back to vote. Brave American hero. Thank you, John. Jared Kushner did very well yesterday in proving he did not collude with the Russians. Witch hunt. Next up, 11-year-old Barron Trump. You can just see that happening. I'm sure the Washington Post will run a little piece on on Barron Trump. At any rate, the invitation there, of course, for the president. Go ahead. Come on out. Come on out and give me a call. 888-900-9966 is the Common Sense Hotline. Matt is there at the moment. Matt, what's on your mind?
I think you should fire Sessions and put the guy that gets rid of mafia racketeering, Rudy Giuliani, in charge to clean up Washington, D.C., just like he did New York.
Well, there's some talk of that. You know, it's going to be a bit difficult. I don't know that he can fire Jeff Sessions at this point. You know, the problem is this. Nobody has been more loyal to President Donald Trump than Jeff Sessions. I mean, he's been there from day one, wearing the red hat, you know, getting the browbeating from others saying you shouldn't do that, it's career suicide. Well, it may have turned into career suicide, but it turned into career suicide after he was named Attorney General. Remember, there was a lot of conversation about who would be the Attorney General. There were a lot of candidates that paraded in and out of Trump Tower. But, you know, if you throw Jeff Sessions off the train, does it create a question of loyalty from the president to his people? That would be the question going forward. What do you think?
I believe that Jeff Sessions bowed to the political pressure from the left, which Trump never did on the campaign trail. That's why he won. And he recused himself. And now Trump has no shield against what's happening. And he needs a shield so he can... He's not draining the swamp. He's doing everything but draining the swamp. Draining the swamp would be get rid of Mueller.
Well, Donald Trump clearly cannot do that. That's the Attorney General's job, and this Attorney General can't do that because it's related to the Russian investigation. We'll see what happens. Matt, thank you very much. Mike and Ann Arbor checking in. Mike, welcome to it again.
Hi, guys. First of all, Jared Kushner did a great job yesterday. On the top of the news, I understand that he gave his testimony in front of staffers. Now, you have Weinman from Oregon demanding that he does it in public. Excuse me, Mr. Weinman, Senator Weinman, weren't you there yesterday when Jared Kushner was testifying?
He was.
In other words, what the congressmen, senators want, they want FaceTime in front of cameras.
Exactly.
And this kabuki dance that we're watching in Washington. Why aren't there investigations? And Jeff Sessions is at fault for this. Jeff Sessions should have investigations in the unmasking of American citizens. He should be demanding Susan Rice be in front of Congress. Susan Powers, Ben Rhodes, all these people, and even Robert Mueller, who was FBI director when these unmaskings were going on during the Obama administration. Jeff Sessions, I'm sorry, has fallen down on the job. Jeff Sessions must go.
All right, there you go. Mike, greatly appreciate it. The hotline number is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Obviously, a lot of hay will be made. A lot of hay will be made while this is going on, without question. They'll continue to whip it up and whip it into a frenzy. If you'd like to get involved with the conversation, it's 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Like I said, a lot of tweets going out this morning, and the president on a tear. But if Jeff Sessions resigns, it may be palatable, but the news media is going to go nuts either way. And I think Rudy Giuliani is a reasonably good choice potentially. He's also been a very loyal and staunch defender of this president through the campaign and through the process, who withdrew his name early from the process for AG because he thought he was going to get it straight up, and then there was some feet dragging going on, and he just said, I'll just step aside. And I wonder if this president now wonders if he should have given Rudy Giuliani the nod for that position anyhow. Makes you wonder. I want to get you, if you missed it, by one more phone call. We might be able to get another phone call in before we're done here at 888-900-9966. You'll have to hurry, though. 888-900-9966. I think that the president should be very happy with what Jared Kushner said yesterday. He was unambiguous. He was direct. I have not colluded with the Russians. I've not taken their money for campaigns. I know of nobody in the campaign that colluded with the Russians in any way. My businesses have not taken money from these people. Let's go to Elaine in Ypsilanti, standing by on the hotline. Elaine, welcome to the conversation.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I missed part of your program. I heard you say the president was in a letter and gave up some of the cabinet members that are doing their job, but I don't hear you giving any specific progress the amendments or the regulations that the president has overturned, and it's a huge amount. And I was just wondering, you're so good at reporting. I just was hoping that you would give some specific amendments that he's overturning, and other information about what he's doing.
Elaine, I greatly appreciate that. I can be more specific in the 860-plus regulations that have been overturned so far under Zinke, Kelly, Perry DeVos, Mattis, Tillerson, and others. I'll do my best, Elaine. Thank you for listening. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.